Welcome friends to Literature Mantra, I'm Harsh Singh and in this audio we'll discuss the writer Richard Hakluyt. Now the dates of Richard Hakluyt are from 1552 to 1616. Okay? Now he was an English geographer noted for his political influence and in particular he wrote about the overseas expansion and overseas explorations that were taking place during the Elizabethan times. Okay? Especially the colonization of North America. Okay? Because if you remember in 1492 Columbus had already discovered America. And afterwards, there began the colonization of United States. Okay? Earlier, it was just called America, North America. So, Richard Hakluyt wrote about all of this. All of the overseas explorations and expansion. And he's famous for one very particular work called The Principal Navigations, Voyages and Discoveries of the English Nation. Okay? The Principal Navigations, Voyages and Discoveries of the English Nation, which came out in the year 1589. Okay? And it talks about all of the early English voyages to North America. Okay? So, title ke naam se hi clear hai ki kis cheez ke baare mein hua. And another important work by this same writer is Divers Voyages Touching the Discovery of America and the Islands Adjacent. Okay? Divers Voyages Touching the Discovery of America and the Island Adjacent. Now, let me tell you that along with being a geographer, he was also educated at Oxford University. Okay? And he was convinced of the fact that, you know, the surest way to increase the power and wealth of England lay in, you know, can be done through overseas trade and in the establishment of settlements in America. Okay? And, you know, he, matlab, Richard Hakluyt, he spent much of his life seeking out and printing in the English language those descriptions of voyages and travel narratives that might be of use. For travelers, matlab English explorers. And along with this, let me tell you one more fact. Okay? Remember in 1600, there was the founding of the East India Company. Hana? Richard Hakluyt also gave advice and information to the newly formed company, East India Company. Okay? So, the fact that in the Elizabethan times, there was an interest in overseas expansion and colonization, that spirit makes the works of Richard Hakluyt important. Okay?